Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show this week, we answer a question about popular American states, play some music recorded to help women in Darfur, Sudan, and report about a little girl's efforts to find a cure for cancer. Six years ago, four-year-old Alexandra Scott started selling a lemon drink in front of her house in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She wanted to earn money to give to childhood cancer research. Alexandra suffered from a kind of cancer called neuroblastoma. She died in 2004, but the effort she started is still raising money for cancer research. Barbara Klein has more.
Alexandra Scott held a lemonade sale outside her house every year until her death. She also influenced others to give money to fight cancers that affect children. The program that young Alexandra started is called Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation. Its website says that more than 4,000 lemonade stands have been held throughout the United States to raise money for cancer research. Children, families, retired people, and college students organize these events. Alex wanted to raise $1 million to help find a cure for children's cancers. When she died in 2004, she knew that her goal was near. Her charity had raised more than $900,000. Earlier this month, Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation announced that it had given more than $10 million to help children with cancer. The foundation supports cancer research in 30 hospitals throughout the United States. It provides money to develop improved cancer treatments for children. Money goes to experienced researchers working on cancer cures, as well as new researchers with promising ideas. Much of the money collected by Alex's lemonade stands is in small amounts and comes from children. Alex's mother and father lead the foundation today. They told reporters one reason for its success is because children feel good when they can help other children. And they say that no amount is too small to help the more than 12,000 children in the United States who are found to have cancer every year.
Our listener question this week comes from Moscow, Russia. Kirill Lelin wants to know which American states are the most popular to live in. In general, the states that have warm weather are the fastest growing in population. Many people who retire from their jobs want to live in an area that has nice weather. The United States Census Bureau takes an official count of the nation's population every 10 years. But it also takes estimates of population growth within states each year. The Census Bureau released its most recent estimates in December of last year. The estimates show that the western state of California still has the largest population. It has more than 36 million people. The western state of Texas has more than 23 million people. About 19 million people live in the eastern state of New York, and about 18 million people live in the southern state of Florida. The Census Bureau's recent estimates show that the western part of the country has been growing the fastest. The South was next. Texas gained more people than any other state between July of 2005 and July of 2006. Texas gained almost 580,000 people. Florida had the second highest increase, and California had the third. Both Florida and California gained more than 300,000 people. Two states in the Southwest also gained in population. Arizona was the country's fastest growing state, followed by Nevada. The populations of the two states grew by about 3.5%. Some of the nation's population movement was caused by Hurricane Katrina. That storm in August 2005 hit the Gulf Coast states of Louisiana and Mississippi. It caused many deaths and major destruction. Louisiana lost more than 200,000 people during the one-year period. That number represents a loss of almost 5% of the state's total population before the hurricane. In recent years, there have been many aid efforts to help the people of the Darfur area of Sudan. Berklee College of Music in Boston, Massachusetts, offers its help through a new album. Faith Lapidus tells us more.
During the 1980s, humanitarian worker Linda Mason operated an aid program in Sudan. Last year, she returned to Sudan with a group called Mercy Corps to investigate war crimes in Darfur. They spoke to women who were victims of war, and they gave the Sudanese women music written by students at the Berklee College of Music. Ms. Mason's husband, Roger Brown, is president of the college. Berklee College of Music wanted to do more to help. The college held a songwriting competition. The winners of the competition recorded songs for an album called We Are All Connected. Berklee College of Music reaches out to the women of Darfur. It is a collection of jazz, country, gospel, and spoken word. Money from the sale of the CD will help women and children in Darfur. Here, Abria Smith performs her song, Love Myself Instead.
I so hate you, though I want to. Gonna love myself instead. Thought you'd break my spirit, but you didn't. Love myself. Instead. I don't hate you, though I want to. I'm gonna love myself instead. Thought you'd break my spirit, but you didn't. Love myself instead.
I don't hate you, though I want to. Maliciously, I'm forced by you to watch in pain while life is drained inside around me. And in my grief, you drown me. Wish you left me where you found me. See, I have too much to do for me to spend time hating you.
I don't hate you.
Linda Mason's trip to Sudan, she recorded Darfurian women singing their traditional songs. Michael Conrad heard their emotional singing and used some of it in his song. The words in Side by Side mean sing with me, stand with me, so that we can create world peace. With another song from We Are All Connected, Berklee College of Music reaches out to the women of Darfur. Here is Women of Darfur, written by Dave Weigert.
We know about your lives and the pain that you've endured, but soon your deepest scars will fade and be obscured. Like iron in the fire, glowing red beneath the moon. This heat has made you strong. Women of Darfur,
spirits soaring high. How strong you are to have come.
Of all this confusion, we can tell that your spirits can't be broken.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. It was written by Brianna Blake, Loan Davis, and Nancy Steinbach. Katie Weaver was our producer. To read the text of this program and download audio, go to our website, voaspecialenglish.com. And join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in Special English.